Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm Dimitri, I'm on the designer course. I've been doing it for about 6 months now.
Okay, so we're approaching halfway through the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam. How are you finding it so far?
It doesn't feel like halfway, it feels like I've got like 2 hours left and I'm just rushing to get as much stuff done as I can.
So has it been quite a busy, stressful event for you so far?
I wouldn't say stressful. At the beginning, it did feel like kind of like burning up, thinking, oh, shit, we've got to do this, we've got to get stuff going. We felt very kind of wired and antsy. But I wouldn't say stressful. You know, pretty good adventure, though.
So are you, A, using the skills you've learned on the Train to Game course so far, and B, do you think you're learning new ones here at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam?
Definitely learning new ones, and it's amazing to see what everyone else does to bring the game together and seeing it from beginning to end. Definitely feeling more attached to it.
So do you think coming here has benefited you already?
Definitely, man. 100%.
So when the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam theme of Guy Fawkes was announced, that first team meeting, how did it go? Was there a lot of ideas on the table, or were you just focusing on one and taking it from there?
We did have a few ideas, but I think we settled pretty quickly on what we're doing at the moment. And then as the hours went after that, as the first day went through, we kind of just slowly consolidated the idea and decided more and more we want. To be fair, it's only today, early in the morning or afternoon, where we figured out exactly how the level will work out.
Big question here at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam, how much sleep have you had so far?
I haven't.
None at all?
No.
And how are you finding that?
Fine.
Is it something you're used to or not?
Not every day, but when needed, yeah.
Of course, the winning teams here at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam will have the opportunity to make something in Unreal Live at the Gadget Show Live next year. If you got onto that stage at the Gadget Show, how would that make you feel?
I don't know, I can't wait. It's going to be brilliant.
And do you think it would give you a massive platform and exposure which could help you in future?
Before I got the email telling us what the prize was, I was just thinking, okay, I'll go, it'll be fun, I'll learn some stuff and, you know, it'll be a really good experience and worthwhile. And I have something to put in the portfolio. But when I saw the email, we're playing to win now. Yeah.
And do you think there's a nice little competitive edge here between the teams then?
I definitely noticed there was a little bit between everyone at the beginning of, like, nothing sinister or nasty or mean-spirited, but just a little bit of caution around new team members. And I definitely think that was probably, well, justified at the beginning. But now everyone's a lot more open and saying what they're doing, because now no one's going to change their stuff, really.
A little bit about you. Why did you decide you wanted to do the Train to Game design course? And why did you choose to study with Train to Game in particular?
I literally just, someone told me about Train to Game and never heard of them. Known for a while, so I wanted to do games. Didn't have any experience in any of the software or any of the skills that I needed. And so design seemed to fit right, quite rightly then.
And how are you finding the course so far?
Good, it's really, really nice. It's pretty easy until you get to actually having to produce work, like portfolio projects, and then it's like, oh no, we've got to actually do work. Because it's not just reading and doing multiple choice question tests. There's actually work involved.
Away from Train to Game, what do you do? What's your background and what's your job?
I've been teaching for a few years. Mm-hmm. And now just working as a teaching assistant to pay the bills until I get a game job.
So once you finish the Train to Game course, what sort of a role would you be looking to go into in the industry? Would you want a smaller role in a bigger company or an indie studio?
Whatever I can get, mm-hmm. to be fair. I mean, it's hard enough to get a job in any industry, and the game is even more competitive. I did think that I was going to do designer, but doing all kinds of things at this game jam, I'm thinking I'll be happy doing anything that I'm good enough to do.
And looking to the future, what would your ideal job be if there's a specific developer or game you'd want to work on?
There's a few companies I'd like to work. I'd love to work for Nintendo, and even though that's probably kind of quite unrealistic, probably that game company would be my first choice.
Cool. Having experienced the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam, at least what's happened with it so far, would you come back to another one in future?
I'll definitely come back to the next one. Can't wait for it, man.
Great, thanks for your time.
No problem.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.